Diane, we've just come down 79, and here we are at the...
It's called I-79 High Technology Corridor, and we work for the West Virginia High Technology Consortium Foundation, and we do the security, maintenance, and janitorial for all these facilities here. It's one of our commercial clients.
My name is Diane Lewis. I am the President and CEO of Action Facilities Management. I grew up in Clarksburg, West Virginia, which is part of Harrison County. I went to Liberty High School, and then I went to Fairmont State College. I have an accounting degree, and I have a banking degree from Fairmont State College. And from there, I started working, and I haven't stopped.
The headquarters of Lewis's company, Action Facilities Management, or AFM, overlooks I-79 near Morgantown. AFM employs more than 300 people in 9 states. In addition to commercial contracts, they provide security, maintenance, and ground services for an impressive list of government agencies.
We work for Homeland Security,
the FBI.
We do work for the Department of Defense,
the General Services Administration,
Department of State,
FEMA,
CDC, which is Centers for Disease Control,
the U.S. Navy.
We have the National Energy Technology Laboratory, and we also do work for another Department of Energy called the Office of Legacy Management,
among others. In the 1990s, Diane worked for a company in Morgantown owned by a man called Kenny Jackson. In 2001, when Jackson was winding down his company, he encouraged Diane Lewis to start her own. She did, in her basement, with her teenage son as her only employee.
I told my son, I said, "You're going to have to be my secretary." And he's like, "I don't want to be a secretary." And I'm like, "Yes, you are." And so we started in slow beginnings. 2003, I started marketing to the federal government, and I actually received my certification through the U.S. Small Business Administration in Clarksburg, and I actually got our first contract in 2004.
Today, Lewis's son, Don Hill, manages the company's Washington, D.C. offices. Her daughter, Stephanie, works for the FBI. As a leader, 50-year-old Lewis aims to make sure her customers are happy.
There's Brad.
My name is Brad Calandrelli. I'm Director of Facilities at the High Tech Consortium in Fairmont, West Virginia. And I first met Diane about 5.5 or 6 years ago. She cares about her clients. She checks up on us to make sure we're happy, and if there's things that aren't working well, she makes sure they get corrected. But I think she's a very good employer. The type of work that some of her employees do, the janitorial services, tend not to make a lot of money, but she makes sure that they have benefits, health care, vacation, 401k, and a lot of small companies cannot provide that to their employees, but she cares about her people, and she cares about her customers.
As far as the training, the security training that they had this past weekend, can you tell me how that went?
It went well. Rick covered pretty much everything.
Dale Eagle supervises more than 20 of Diane Lewis's staff working here at the High Tech Foundation.
It's very seldom that you get to work in a company where a member of middle management can actually make a phone call to the CEO of the company and discuss business matters. It really is beneficial and helps members like myself and middle management to do our jobs when we're able to speak with Diane and other members and directors of AFM.
Incidentally, after Diane Lewis raised her son and daughter on her own, she married Kenny Jackson, the man who once encouraged her to start her own business. Today, he's a consultant for Diane's company. This successful businesswoman comes from humble, hardworking roots.
I was the youngest of 7 children. We were very poor. I didn't even realize how poor we were at the time. In our house, we had 3 bedrooms, and there was 9 people in the house. So it was really crowded. I slept at the bottom of my parents' bed for the first 7 or 8 years that I can remember, until one of my siblings moved out. And then I got to move up to another bed, you know, that I had to share. My dad's education, he actually went to first grade, skipped to 3rd grade, and then he quit school when he was 8 years old.
Why did he quit school?
His family was so poor, but he was the oldest, and he actually went to work to try to help the other of his siblings. I mean, he was just a very hard worker. And my mom was born in Gilmer County. She was one of 16. And she actually went to the 11th grade. And that's at that time, from what I understand, that they moved to Clarksburg, and that's where she met my dad.
Okay, Diane, here we are in Clarksburg.
Yes, actually, we're on Route 50. And we're almost to the West Pike Street exit, and that's the exit to Adamston.
Clarksburg was booming at the time. The glass factory, which was at the bottom of our hill, probably employed 200 to 300 people. You know, there was filling stations everywhere. There was bakeries. There was barber shops. There was just all kinds of business around that area. You really didn't even have to leave the Adamston area, as we called it, to go get anything. Everybody was always riding their bikes around, and there was a playground, and, you know, everybody looked out for you. When I was 8 years old, I worked at the Dairy King, and I didn't work for money. I actually worked for a hot dog and a Coke. My sister and I, Patty, we would actually go and pick up the paper and all the debris that people had left down there. And that's how I started, like 8 years old.
Right there.
Yes. It's just amazing to know that it's still there. And you'll see here Adamston Elementary, and that's where I went to elementary school at. And this is where my dad's house used to be now.
My dad worked at Union Carbide for like 33 years. He actually had a wooden leg, and he always worked the 3 to 11 shift. So when I was coming out of school, he was always coming down the hill, and I'd just wave at him, and I'd say, I'd see you tonight when you get home. And he'd get home like between 11:30 and 12, and I could not go to sleep until I saw him at night. He always taught me never to be late. You always tell the truth, no matter what, good or bad, you tell them the truth, and that you have integrity about what you do.
When Diane started elementary school, she was just an average student.
My third grade teacher really changed my life. Her name was Mrs. Bonner. She just took me sort of under her wing. She started with my handwriting and told me I had very nice handwriting. And she, it's like she believed in me, and she told me, she says, Diane, you can do whatever you want to do. And I thought, really? And so after that, I mean, it just put me to where I tried a little harder. And next thing I knew, I was making A's. And you know, I just remember my brothers and sisters were doing mediocre. And from that point on, I decided, you know what, I'm going to give it my best. And so I give a lot of credit to her. My favorite subject was math. And I think the math is because I can remember when I was small that my parents would argue over the money. But it was a small house, so you could hear everything. And I just wanted to understand what the problem was with the money. I thought that if I understood the math, then I could understand the money. And I knew if I could understand the money, then maybe I could help them.
I'm Donna Jean Forge. I am Diane Lewis Jackson's sister. Growing up, she was very smart. When she had to study for a test, she would study for hours, and I mean hours. She was going to be the achiever in the family, and she is. She has really achieved more than any of the rest of us had. My parents would be so proud of her. If they were alive to see what she's accomplished, they would be so proud of her.
When Diane was 15, she started working at McDonald's in Clarksburg and worked there all the way through high school and college. Though her parents didn't live to see her success as an entrepreneur, she's giving back to her community in other ways. Today, along with husband Kenny Jackson, Lewis runs a nonprofit organization called Members of Diversity, helping youngsters from minority groups to develop the skills they need to find jobs. She knows from experience the hurdles you have to overcome to make it in business or anything else.
I will never know to what degree those challenges are out there, but I know when I go on bids, and I've been on walkthroughs where I actually had a white gentleman say to me, he said, well, take good notes for your boss. I'm sure he'll need them. He automatically assumed I could not own the company. And then after I won, he called me up and said, could he do anything to help me? And he didn't realize that I owned the company and it was his mistake and that he would never make that mistake again. But, you know, it happens. I don't know if it's a disadvantage sometimes or more of an advantage because they underestimate me a lot of times.
Lewis is a director of a group called Teaming to Win, one of the largest and most successful events in West Virginia for small businesses. She also serves on the Board of Governors of West Virginia University.
Anybody, if you spent 10 minutes with her, you walk away going, oh my gosh, what a great woman, what a great person. And that's who she is.
James Clements, president of West Virginia University.
The first thing you notice about Diane, she's got an incredible smile, and what it shows is her warmth. And if you ever look into her eyes, you can just tell she's such a good person. She's wonderful on the board. She's an amazing leader, an entrepreneur. So many things about Diane jump out as special. One that shows how special she is, and I think her husband, Kenny. We have four children. Our youngest is Grace, who is the love of our life. Grace has multiple special needs, and she's just the sweetest girl in the world. She's 12. Grace just loves Diane and Kenny. She just loves them. So anytime they come to a football game, Grace wants to sit with them. Grace wants to be with them. You almost think they treat Grace like she's one of theirs. But again, it's her love for everyone and her kindness that becomes attractive to anybody who's near her.
Earlier this year, Diane Lewis was named the Small Business Person of the Year in West Virginia. Her employees and customers alike were delighted. Brad Calandrelli.
She could go elsewhere and make a living doing what she does, but she likes living here. She likes this area. West Virginians are a different group of people. They're proud to be from West Virginia. And people who leave can't wait to get back. We're fortunate enough that she decided to stay here.
Tell me what you enjoy most about running this company.
I enjoy watching the faces of my employees. When I go to a site and whenever they walk up to me and they thank me for having health insurance, they thank me because they're able to buy a new car, they thank me because they've been able to qualify for a home loan, or they're putting their children through college. And whenever I see the product and service and the customer's happy and the employee's happy, it's the best feeling in the world.
In life, we all have been given opportunities to make a difference in someone else's life. Many times I think we don't even realize the impact that we might have. Diane is one, I am sure, just as that third grade teacher positively changed her life, she's done it over and over and over and over again for many people.